Merry Christmas. How are you?
Blessed
indeed. It's Christmas. Huh? Oh, my favorite time of the year. My favorite celebration by far. The only thing more favorite than this mass is midnight tonight. This midnight's my big mass tonight, huh? Now, when we focus on Christmas, this is all about Jesus, right? It's about the gift exchange between us and God. Every Christmas is about gift exchanges, is it not? He's the one that started it all. By the Father giving us his Son, by Jesus giving us himself. That he's the one that started this gift-giving thing. And that's why every year at Christmas, we give gifts. Now, some give few gifts, some give none. I hope you give at least one gift. And some people give lots of gifts. This year I will have given, they're not a lot yet, when I get home, my family and my staff and everybody else that works for me and all these different places, I'll have given 249 gifts. I will have wrapped 198 gifts all myself. You think I have other people who do this stuff? Oh, no, no, no. That's why it takes me a long time. This is the first year that I was done with every wrapping of every gift 4 days ago. It was like, oh my gosh, it's from the fasting. It's given me a lot of energy. It's the greatest thing. But anyway, but doing all this stuff, it's always the most important thing. Not the getting, but the giving. I love doing it. I think of every single person and what I will get them and how we're going to do that. And will it make them happy? Will it not make them happy? And there's the worst part in the world to do that for is my mother, because I'll sit there and think about it and think about it and think about it. And I'll get her something and she'll go, what am I going to do with this? Oh, there's nothing worse than ungratefulness at Christmas. Now, is there? And yet here God gives us the gift of himself. And someone say, do I have to go to Mass? I got to do this. I have to go to Christmas. I hate this stuff. And yet God gives us everything. And I want you to think about, and I want us to know how blessed we are by Christmas. Jesus Christ, the God the universe cannot contain, became a baby for us for three things. The first thing is to sit there, as we already talked about, to pay for our sins. He was born to die. Now, I don't know about you, but I sure need a Savior. I can't do it myself. I know it. And so when someone comes, this Jesus Christ comes, and he takes my sins upon himself so that I can live forever, that makes me very blessed and very grateful. That the whole reason you shall name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Jesus was born to save you from those sins you willingly committed. He would pay the penalty just so you and I can live with him forever. We are blessed. The second reason that Jesus came and was born was to prove to us that he loves us. That here the holy, holy, holy God came down and became one of us as a baby. And again, this baby we can do anything right with, right? Just like the Eucharist today. We could take him, we could kill him, we could destroy him. He becomes vulnerable for you and for me to prove he loves us. He has nothing else to give. He gave himself. And again, we should just be grateful and meditate on that. Jesus, you came and gave yourself to prove that you love me. And the deepest need in everyone's heart, of course, is to be loved. And the problem is, we look at everywhere else to try to fill that emptiness inside. But I promise you, the only one that'll fill the emptiness of your need to be loved is Jesus. I promise you that. Because no matter what else you try, it'll fill you for a while. Even the greatest people in the world will still hurt you, still betray you. No matter what, even if they love you with all their heart, because we're all human beings, we all fail. None of us are perfect. Jesus is. And he loves you with a perfect, perfect love. Lastly, what Jesus came for was to just be with us. Today in our society, loneliness, I think, is the greatest sickness that we have. People are lonely. You know, and they go on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn just to sit there. And I get all kinds of friends. You know, on my Facebook, my regular page, I have 5,000 friends. Isn't that exciting? I don't know any of them. They're not my friends. I'm sorry. I know a few of them, maybe 100. Everybody else, I haven't a clue. Nice people. They saw me give a talk. They want to be my friend. Great. but it doesn't fill the need to not be alone. Jesus has always filled that need. Every day when I'm with him in the morning, Jesus embraces me. And if I wake up in the middle of the night, I know that I'm not there alone. This God, this Emmanuel, is always with us. You are never alone. Jesus came to prove that to you, to get into your flesh and my flesh, and to be one of us. We just have to acknowledge his presence. You got to be still sometimes and just think, I am not alone. Only he will fill that emptiness inside. But as we come and he gives us these three gifts this Christmas, remember, all Christmas is an exchange of gifts. You know, I don't know if you've ever experienced it, but you go and someone buys you a gift and you don't get anything for them. You know, and it's like, oh, thank you. Well, Father, I don't want to, I know. But again, especially my family, you know, like tomorrow night, my family, my nephew, who I ain't going to talk about right now, he's in my doghouse right now, but he's going to bring his girlfriend who he lives with. I don't want to talk about it. And so, but I come over and I sat there and thought, that's it. I'm mad, right? But I had to go and buy her presents because I can't let anyone come to my house, my mother's house, and feel alone or judged. So I got her some nice presents. Now, I'm still mad about the whole situation, but no one will feel unloved at my house for Christmas, even if I don't agree with it, right? That's the way it is. So I got to make sure that I give something for God. Now, every Christmas, what we do here is after communion, we'll all kneel down and we'll give our life to Christ, because that's the biggest gift he wants, is our life, first of all. And so we'll do that as we do every Christmas. But then it's not enough, though, is it? Because if I went home to my family and says, my Christmas gift this year is me, they would not be very excited. They would like, is that it? That's it. That's all you got. You want any more? Yes, we want more. It's Christmas. I can't imagine. So some of us tonight might come to Jesus and say, hey, Jesus, my Christmas gift this year is me. Is that it? Yep, that's it, Jesus. I think we need to give him something. So this year, what I'm going to do is, after I sit there and say, I give you my life, and then I'm going to say, and this Christmas, Jesus, I give you as my gift, and I'm going to be silent. And I want you to fill in the blank. What are you going to give to Jesus this Christmas, specifically? And I want you to think about, what time we have left in this Mass, what will you give to Jesus Christ this year? Or will you come to him on his birthday and give him nothing? You could just say, Jesus, I promise you, this year my gift to you will be, I will spend 5 minutes a day with you in prayer. Simple. Jesus, this year, I promise you, I won't miss Mass on a Sunday. Jesus, this year, I promise you that I'm going to be nice to someone who hates me. Jesus, this year, I promise you, I'm going to get one sin out of my life, and this is the sin. I'm going to stop gossiping, Jesus. I'm going to stop looking at porn. Stop looking at porn, Jesus. I'm going to start. This is my gift to you, Jesus. Whatever it is, you know what he's been working on in your heart the most. You know. So this year, I want you to ask, what does he want? And then after communion, we kneel down and give our life to Jesus. And I say, in Jesus, this year, I give you this gift. And I have silence there. I want you in your heart to give something to Jesus very specifically, because that's what he wants. And then this Christmas will be a true Christmas, a true exchange of gifts, a true love relationship, not where he just gives to us, but that we give back something specifically that he would like us to give him. You got it? You get it? You're gonna do it? Do you hate me on Christmas? No, that's right. So think about what you're going to give to Jesus after communion. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Merry Christmas. You got something thinking? You thinking hard? You already know, huh? No, you don't. Yeah, let's stand and let us. And when we do this, you'll see we have to genuflect here at the, and he became a man. That's what we do on Christmas. So we genuflect when he took on flesh, or I don't know where it is there. I'll tell you. Just watch me. When I do it, you do it. I believe. in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and of earth, of all that's invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. Please genuflect. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven